Good morning, beloved saints. Our readings this morning, Psalm 85, 5 and 4 and 5. Restore us again, O God of our salvation, and put away your indignation towards us. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger to all generations? And this is the heart cry, again, of the sons of Korah that is experiencing the love, but wants his love to go out to everyone. They can see the desolation. They can see the misery. They can see the lies of Satan, lying, stealing, killing, and destroying. And that's the heart of any believer. You wanted this love to be manifest in a mighty and a great way for all mankind. And that's, praise God, that has happened. Jesus has come. Amen. God's love has moved. He has made a way for all of us to come back to that which he predestined us. He predestined us in Christ Jesus to be in fellowship, hearing, walking obedience, as Adam and Eve done right in the beginning. And then the fall came, but the true picture is seen there in Adam, and then it's seen in Jesus. You know, the love of God is all encapsulated in Jesus. When we look to Jesus, we see what a child of the living God looks like. We see the growth from baby to young man to father, and that's what God is doing. And that's why it says so beautifully in 1 John, it says the Son of God has come, and he has given us understanding to know him who is true, to knowing the Father, knowing the Son through the Holy Spirit is waking up to truth, realities. And then he says, so beautiful, and this is the God quality of life. This is eternal life. And that's why the Bible says we have been translated out of darkness into the kingdom of the Son of his love. And so here in just going back to our verses, verse 4, but I'll read it in the TPT. It says, so bring us back to loving you, God, our Savior. Restore our hearts so that we'll never again feel your anger rise against us. And guys, we need to take hold of that, you know. When we understand that everything has been done, it's time for surrender. It's time for a fellowship. It's time for obedience, and then we don't have to worry about the anger of the Lord, the judgment coming that's going to burn up every bit of wickedness. We are then in the wonderful position of he who fears my name, he who reveres my name, he who loves that which I have revealed in Jesus and am revealing in Jesus. And then the boundary lines for us has fallen in beautiful places. And then we can go out like calves led from the stall and tread the wicked down. The wicked is not the people, it's the spirit behind the people, behind the deception. So we must always remember that. And just as God could deal with those spirits in our own life, put them out, and we're now in the kingdom, surrounded by angels in the kingdom of God and enjoying God's favor. So when our hearts are set, understand this gospel, this good news that has been made available, and we stay in it morning by morning, hearing from the rising of the sun to the going down, his name is praised, and we praise his name by just staying in tune with him, just developing on schedule, staying in tune, and being lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert, shadows in of a great rock in a weary land. Amen. We God's family, and that needs to be seen in our attitudes and actions and our words. Hallelujah. And you see, we don't have to worry about the anger. We can just look in the New Testament, and there's just so many scriptures relevant to that. I think about 2 Peter chapter 1, where he talks about us now. We add our faith, goodness to our faith, Then we add perseverance, self-control, brotherly love. He says we will be richly supplied from the kingdom of God. We partake of that name that has been written for us. God's got a plan for each and every one of us, with no eye has seen or ears heard, and we will partake of that. And then he even goes on to say then we won't even stumble. So guys, everything's been made available. It's about now, not Pika lady shared it so morning, so beautifully this morning. She shared the scripture there about in Romans 12, but she said, no, I think it's 1 Corinthians 12, but she shared there about do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. She said, shared the answer, be transformed by waking up to God first, in everything, and then everything else will come together. And that's so beautiful. Paul confirms this message where after he's been about 3 years with the Ephesians, and then he's going out now to go wake other people up to the great reality that is here. He says to them, I commit you to God and the word of his grace. The word of his grace is revelation morning by morning. And what God is saying to you, I commit you to God and the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance. And that that inheritance is the same inheritance we saw that was in Jacob. We saw that was in David. We saw in Peter, and portrayed beautifully the full picture in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. So guys, we called to arise and shine and be the lights in the world, just as Jesus was and is, and as he's our author of our faith now and the perfecter, and we can be everything God made us to be. So arise and shine, brothers and sisters, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. And yes, it's risen upon you here in the thick darkness, because it's time for the light to shine, because the light shines in thick darkness. Be blessed as you arise and shine. Amen.